Hello, I'm looking for Michael.
Speaking.
All right, Michael, this is Ethan here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking. Now, you know, I've scheduled a call with you since this is Friday, right?
I emailed you on Friday, right? I said between 3 and 4, yes.
Yes, so hope this is not a bad time to call you, right?
That's correct.
It's a bad time?
No. Not a bad time.
All right. That's okay. Now, Michael, how was your day so far?
Okay. It's one of my days of teaching. I did my teaching today.
So what basically you teach?
I teach philosophy.
Philosophy. That's that's impressive. And besides that, you are also an author, right?
Yes, yes. I have 42 published books.
42 published books. I can't see that anywhere.
Yeah, it's. I put it on my school website. I think I have it on my personal website.
Uh-huh.
I've got it. I've got it in the description of my. Third edition of my environmental ethics book that comes out next week from Wiley Blackwell.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I can see. You know, you were telling me about 42 books. However, that's very, you know, that's great. But whenever I search about Michael Boylan as an author, right, I can see 35 books, which also include
For a while, I was at 36 books. For a long time, mm-hmm. I was at 30. A long time, maybe for about 2-3 years, I was at 36 books.
That's amazing. You know, number doesn't count. If we are talking about 36 or 42 books, you've been into this field, right? And you know how things work. Now, a very main thing that I want to talk about was the marketing for yourself, not for your books. Because, you know, I've been searching about you. I can see that you already are very good, you know, you are an author. Whether we like it or not, you are a mainstream author. By profession, I can't say that you are only a teacher. You are also an author. Now, I want you to discuss something about the marketing for yourself. Do you have someone who's working on that?
The various standard publishers I have, you know, they always have a marketing department, but they really don't do much. They just pretty much market to libraries, and because that's how academic books, that's how they make their money, selling to libraries, and then some of them have subscriptions like Springer. One of the larger publishers I have, and they have in the Western world, that is Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia and India, of the science market, they're like about 65%.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a website, right?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me about your website?
MichaelBoylan.net.
MichaelBoylan.net. Let me search about it. MichaelBoylan.net. There we go. Okay. So, is there any team working on it, or you have a guy?
Actually, my son, who's an artist, does my website.
Oh, okay. Have you ever gave a thought to Wikipedia page?
I had a student once who was going to do a Wikipedia page for an independent study, but then she had personal problems and dropped out of school.
Yeah, because I can see, you know, I can see you have achieved a lot till now, and that's a great thing to know about you. And I would like, you know, if you talk about me, I would like this to be on Wikipedia. If you talk about Wikipedia, you know, that's one of the platforms. As being a teacher, you know, people search about you and people do research about teachers, about philosophers, and the first thing that come up in the mind is Wikipedia, right?
Well, not the first thing, but
whenever we search about a person, you know, who's out there in the society or who has a great impact, we always search for their Wikipedia, and that's the first thing that what we see on the top, right?
Well, some people may do that. First thing I look is the Humanities Citation Index.
Okay. And can you explain me what's that?
That says how many times somebody has footnoted you in articles or books that they've written.
Mm-hmm. So you are also putting articles out, and you know, for yourself. You're also working on an article.
Yes, I do articles. I do speeches. I've been at the top university giving invited speeches at 15 different countries.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And on 5 continents.
Let me ask you one thing. Like, what platforms? You know, let's talk about your favorite platforms. Do you have some in mind?
I guess my favorite e-platform is email.
It's email?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that. It's quite, you know, different.
Have you ever heard about
Forbes and the other platforms that you obviously, you know, if you're writing articles, you need to publish your articles there as well. Right? So I publish
all my articles in actual journals or as chapters in books for by invitation. People probably invite me to write 10 articles a year, and in their books, as chapters in their books, or in the articles in journals, and in academia, you're not paid for that. You just do it as part of your service to the profession.
Mm-hmm. And mind if I ask you, like, why not, you know, going for, you know, the articles online? If we can talk about NY Times, and if you're talking about Forbes, big platforms like those, why?
Yeah, I have written for the New York Times.
Okay.
And I have written for Le Monde in Paris, and I have written for the London Times.
Mm-hmm. And also NY Times, right?
Yes. Not many. It's just opinion pieces.
Obviously, that's great. If I can search about you, obviously I can find many things. I can find your achievements. I can find, you know, and people may get inspired of that as well. But, you know, the main purpose of this call is to market yourself, because, you know, I can see your potential. I can see you already achieved so much, and you all already a professor, right? You are also teaching.
Yes.
So, at the end of the day,
I've been a professor for 40 years.
Oh, 40 years is that's quite a time. So, if you're talking about a professor who's been into this field, you know, as an author as well, you are, you know, teaching for almost 40 years. Now, if we search about you, I want you to give a thought on Wikipedia page, because, you know, we do have a brand for that. We already take care of that. And at the end of the day, when you'll get a Wikipedia page, people will search about you, and you can also, you know, send them a link so they can search about you, or they can open that particular link and it will take them to a Wikipedia page of yours. Isn't that a bad thought, right?
No, it's not a bad thought. I have probably basic information about me exists on my website, but people might be, who knows, they might be likely to look up Wikipedia pages.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I said it's hard for me to know, since not everybody, I pretty much just, know people who I'm interested in already, and so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't really use Wikipedia. So
I can totally understand. But you are teaching, you know, as being a teacher, you do understand that students, there is a large amount of people, you know, who just go to Wikipedia and they search for a person, and that's one of the most authentic websites as well, right? If you talk about most authentic website, it's after Google, you know. Wikipedia comes after Google. It's the second most authentic website. So
for facts, my favorite website is in philosophy is the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy.
Oh.
And the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is called the, and that's for people who have PhDs in philosophy. But then there's another one called the Internet Encyclopedia of Philosophy, and I'm an editor there. And everything is, and like Stanford, everything is peer-reviewed. So it's it's like a regular journal, like a regular encyclopedia. And so for philosophy, those are the two that I recommend for English speakers in the world.
Also, you know, that's very, you know, is another thing, but I want you to give a thought on Wikipedia. So if you make your mind, I can, you know, explain you the process, how this works, and maybe we can go through.
How does the process work?
Well, let me explain you. Once you place an order for a Wikipedia page, what we are going to do, we are going to find and analyze all sources for your Wikipedia page to the references. As, for example, you have the articles out there about you on the internet, right? As being a teacher and a philosopher as well. You know, some will prefer about the author. Some will prefer Michael Boylan as an author. Some will prefer Michael Boylan as a teacher, right? There are articles about you.
I think most of the people who would look up me on the internet would be most interested in me as an author. I don't think my students just talk to each other, and that's how they. I don't think there's professionally people and who have academic careers who are largely known for research. They're teaching. They're not putting forward their teaching as such.
I can understand. But obviously, you know, as an author, as being an author, Wikipedia is very necessary, to be very honest. I won't lie. And the other thing is, you know, as being a teacher as well, some of the students may search about you on the internet and they find you, right? That's also a plus point. You can tell, next time you go to a class, you can tell your students that you do have a Wikipedia page. They can search you online. So, you know, regardless of that, if you're talking about the author as being an author, it's one of the most necessary things to do, because whatever I encourage my clients to go for a Wikipedia page, because that's one of the authentic websites out there on the internet. So once we'll find all references, let's come back to the process. We find all kind of references, including the news, including articles about you out there on the internet. What we do, we compose your Wikipedia article using the best references and also as per the guidelines, all right? Because Wikipedia has some guidelines that we need to follow and create and draft for you, which we will upload after your approval. We'll share the draft with you for the review and implement any changes if you need or if you suggest. Like, for example, you don't need this line as we portray, or you want something else to include in the draft, we can do that. Once we get your approval, we upload the draft on Wikipedia and publish it through a review system. And that's the main thing, you know. We publish Wikipedia articles through review system, and that's why, you know, it won't get deleted or there's no kind of vandalism while improving it. So once we publish your draft, no one can delete it, no one can tag it, no one can, you know, no one can make changes in the same draft, same article.
And how much does a Wikipedia page cost?
Well, if you talk about, you know, if you think it's bigger, it has some around cost of $5,000 to $6,000. But we do have the discount coupons. We can always talk about the costing and whatever.
Yeah, that'd probably be too much for me.
I can totally understand. That's why I'm talking about, you know, I never discussed about
the
costing.
I'm just saying that among my academic set, my students just get information on me from my website, and other people know about me through word of mouth, because in my particular profession, as a philosopher, and United States, Britain, Canada, and Australia, as a philosopher, I have the most published books of anybody who's alive. And I have the most humanities cited. I'm cited most in the Humanities Index, so people who write articles and so forth cite me more than anyone in the United States. So that's how I get,
that's
publicity
impressive.
From other philosophers. So it's probably not of use to me, because I'm not really That would sound like something you'd do more if you're into the trade market, you know,
mm-hmm.
the general public or something.
No, I never discussed costing with you, obviously, you know. Can you receive a text from this number?
Not on this number. This isn't my landline, but I do have a phone number. You could, if you want to send me a text,
mm-hmm.
I can give you a number. 301.
301.
301.
Mm-hmm.
356.
Mm-hmm.
8479.
8479. Now, let me just text you here. Tell me you got it. Have you got the text?
I've got a phone number here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if did you put anything, just the phone number. It says, "Hey, Ethan here."
Yes, that's me.
EMGBEW.
Yep, that's my name, Ethan Hale. Now, I'm sending you a link for the pricing. Obviously, you know, this link is discounted, 50% off. So you can also afford Wikipedia if you are considering it. So right now I want you to click on the link and let me know what you can see.
Let's see.
Because I already know, because, you know, Wikipedia is somehow very expensive, and I always have, you know, a discount coupon because I'm a senior manager. I'm a strategist for, you know, notebook writing, so I do have a discount coupon for all of my clients. You don't need to worry about the pricing. Just look at the packages and let me know which one would you be considering.
Your order has not been paid. Well, this is something else. Here, let me pull this. Let's see if you're up here. Oh, here's Wiki Writers pricing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Click on the link. Let me know what you can see. Let me know which package interests you the most. Let me know which, you know, what we can do for you. And you can see also the original pricing. You can see the discounted pricing as well, because I already added your name in the discount coupon. So the discount coupon has already been availed. So all the pricing is...
Primary features includes various things, pricing package.
Yes.
And then
if you scroll down, you can see four packages from left to right, beginner to ultimate. Now, let me know if you need to understand anything.
Yeah, the only package that I would be able to afford would be the discounted beginner.
The beginner, right? Obviously, no worries. You know, do you need to understand anything in the package? You know, maybe the services.
Yeah, you know, I had a chance before I gave up my speaking agent about 7 years ago. She was going to do one of these for her clients for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think of it as something, you know, of non-great value. At that time, I wouldn't even take it for free.
Oh, let me explain to you how that works. You know, that might be a scam because, you know, there are a lot of companies in this industry.
She had been my speaking agent for 8 years and never, she, you know, all the money would go to her and she'd pay me. She never did anything dishonest.
So she was a trusted one, right?
Yeah, she was my speaking agent. When people wanted me to speak to their groups and, you know, she would arrange it and arrange the travel, and they pay the travel, and I get a fee. They pay for the hotels and all
that. Yeah, I can understand. But you know what? Obviously, I suggested you Wikipedia, and that's a thing to go for. And also, you know, this, if you talk about us, we are not a third-party company for Wikipedia. We are working directly with Wikipedia. We are affiliated directly with them. That means, you know, once we publish the page, you know, most companies, what they do, they publish our page within like 15 to 20 days, it gets deleted and they can't do anything about it. But if you talk about us, as we are affiliated directly with them, we are not a third-party company, as I told you. So once we make your page publish, once we publish your page, it's for lifetime, right? And it's guaranteed. No one can delete it. No one can make any edits in it. And, you know, there's a plus point for that as well. Once you get your page live, we hand over the credentials to you. You can show it to any of your family and friends. You can show it to, you know, all of your circle. You can tell your students about it. And even though if you don't tell them about it, people will search about you and people will reach you. That might give you an advantage as being an author as well. Because, you know, you have books. You already published books. So all of the books will be included in your Wikipedia page because, you know, those are achievements, right? And there is a particular section for achievements, and there is a particular section for what you did and how your life, you know, went in a way. And we can all, from, you know, let's say from birth till now, Wikipedia page includes everything. So that's basically a biography for you. That's an encyclopedia about your life.
Yeah, if I did that, it would only be at the beginner level.
No worries. You know, let me tell you one thing. You are already working with our company, right? If you want to get started with beginner, all right, we do have discounts. I already, you know, added the discount. You can see the original price. That's $2,300, and after discount, it make around $1,100, right?
Yeah, $1,200 really, but yeah, $1 less than $1,200.
So, you know, if you want to get started with that, I have no issues in that, right? Let's get you started with that, and once you see some progress, then you can go up to the professional package or maybe the ultimate as well after some time.
Well, so I'd have to think about this, but as I say, to be fair to you, the only thing that I would consider would be the beginner package.
Obviously, I just need you to give a thought, right? If you can give a thought about it, you know the worth of getting a Wikipedia page. Once you do some research, I can guarantee you one thing. Once you research about a Wikipedia page, you'll come back to me and say, let's get started. And that's all what I want. Because, you know, I'm not a salesman. I'm not selling you anything over the phone call. I'm just suggesting.
Right. How long does it generally take you to do a page? Is it generally like one or two pages, about 400 words, something like that?
No. If I share the samples with you, let me share the samples with you, and you can see, you know, how lengthy is Wikipedia page. Now, it may vary. If you talk about the pages, right? Like, for example, if you have achieved a lot, right? So we can, you know, make the page lengthier as well. Because all of the achievements will be in the page, will be included in the page.
I was just saying, it's around 300 words, 150 words.
No, it's more than that. It's a lot. It's more than that. Now, if you can see, here are the samples. I'll send you some samples. You can see. Let me know if you can see the pages, how they actually look. You know, those are some kind of pages. Your page will look almost the same like them, but maybe a bit lengthier.
Lunch Club, is that what you're saying?
Yes. If you can click on Lunch Club.
Michelle Hanlon. I thought you said Michael Hanlon there.
Yeah, Michelle Hanlon, she's one of...
Hanlon.
Uh-huh. What you said?
He is in... I tried to hire him, but he's an American, but he's at...
She's a lady, right?
Manchester.
She's a lady.
I'll open one of these up.
Uh-huh. Let me know what you see once you open that. I said Michelle Hanley is one of our clients. She's PhD, and she's a great client. If you talk about her page, you can see how lengthy is her page. And, you know, it's a complete encyclopedia. You can see the links for the references. You can see about the articles. You can also see her education. You can see her, you know, introduction. And you can see the info box on the right side. All of that, you know, all of the elements will be included in your page as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as being this is the last day of the month, so I already included a discount coupon for you. You can always let me know what you think about it. You can always let me know when you are ready to pull the trigger, and I'll be there for you.
Okay, so let me do some thinking about that, and I do have your contact information.
Sure, you've got my contact. I suggest you to come back to me today if you can. Otherwise, you can always reach me, and you know where to find me, right?
Yeah.
So just try to give a look for Wikipedia page. Try to get back to me today if you can. Okay?
Yeah, I just and you may become like this as you age, but as I age, I tend to like to think of things. Not really quickly, unless someone's like about to slam into my car with another car, and I have to answer within a second or two. But I generally do think about things a little more than just that day.
No. It's your call. It's totally your call. And I would, that is something. I can guarantee you one thing: you go for it, and you won't be disappointed in me. You'll tell me that you are very happy once you get the Wikipedia page. That's something
okay.
I can guarantee you. All right.
All right. Thanks for your information, and thanks for your phone call. And I will get back soon to you, but it might be a day or two.
Sure. Take your time, and let me know
okay.
once you're ready. All right.
Okay.
Any more questions?
No more questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day. Take care. Bye bye.
Oh, I did have one other question.
Okay.
That's a one-time fee. It's not an annual fee.
Yes, obviously that's a one-time fee for the page and for the article.
Okay.
Right?
That's what I just thought of. Okay, thanks.
No worries. Have a great day. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.